time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Let's get to it, exactly, because I'm really excited about today's show. Talk about life changes. I was a kid. I was just a kid, and I was just having moved into Los Angeles. I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to Rick Dees. And who's on Rick Dees but Scott Steele? And guess who our guest is now, Scott Steele? Yep, and I'm not a kid anymore, and he's going to be sitting right next to me here in actually his studio, and now our new home for Life Changes with Filippo, and it's quite exciting. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. Scott is not only a radio host, he's a media personality and a producer. Scott's fame grew out of hometown radio, taking radio station shows to number one with his magnetic voice and personality. I hope his voice isn't more magnetic than mine today, but anyway, Scott began to widen his reach outside of the local media more than 10 years ago. And recently, some of his most notable projects in Los Angeles have been as host of the Rick Dees in the Morning Show and co-host of the Jamie Foxx Show, The Foxhole. Weekly, he entertains millions with his quick wit as Scott White Boy Steele for Foxhole, which is broadcast on Sirius XM 106 satellite radio. Scott also delivers daily the latest Hollywood news and gossip in his addictive style on numerous radio stations throughout the country during his nationally syndicated show, Scott Steele in the House from Hollywood. Well, Scott Steele is in the house from Hollywood indeed. We will be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo with Scott Steele.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and I'm sitting here with Mark LeJour at our new home, the Joint Studios in California, and we're broadcasting live, and our guest today is going to be Scott Steele in just a few minutes. And, you know, it's funny because we're talking about Scott, and we're talking about Rick Dees, and, you know, this weekend, Mark was running the canyon. And, well, I was walking the canyon, actually. There were people running. I was walking. But I had reason to walk because I was thinking while I was walking. But so many artists, celebrities, TV personalities have run that canyon, right? I mean, it's just like everybody does that. So while I was doing it, I was going one way and people are coming the other way because you can go either direction, up and down the mountain. And so as I'm watching people come up the mountain and as I'm going down it, because when I'm going up the mountain, I don't have time to think. It's a pretty steep mountain, but and I'm sweating profusely. So I'm going down the mountain and I'm watching people come up. And some people started at the bottom of the hill and they're not sweating yet, right? And some people are dressed a certain way. Some people are on like a Sunday stroll with their kid in a stroller. Some people are this is serious, man, and they're all suited up and they're jogging. And some people got those sweat things on and it's really hot. You know, they're, I don't know, crazy. Some people are taking it really slow. And I'm just watching everybody, the different clothes, the different, and you see, you know, some of them are celebrities and some of them are just people that live in the area. And I was thinking to myself, which one of these people's journey is the right one? Right? I mean, it's almost a crazy question. Like, how do you judge which one is the right one? Like, are you supposed to sweat on this mountain? Are you supposed to walk it slowly? Are you supposed to stroll your baby down it? Like, what's the right journey? And it's crazy if you think, put it that way, but don't we do that in life? We look at somebody else and say, see that guy with that car? That was supposed to be me. And it's kind of like, I could be doing that about Scott. It's like, Scott's been on the air for years and, you know, having huge success, whatever. That could have been me. It's like, no, not really.
No, you had a different journey to walk. You know, it's interesting because I used to live up off of Runyon Canyon.
Right.
And so I know that hike very well.
Yeah.
And I know the various journeys, because I would take different journeys based on where I was in my life. Some
right.
days I was full of energy and wanted to go up the tall mountain. Other days I felt like, you know, downhill was going to be the easier way to go.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. And you're alluding to the fact that every one of those journeys is the right journey.
Or not. I mean,
well, the right journey for them.
Yeah, right. So what I like about, you know, what I liked about this particular walk was like, I was getting so much out of it by every time I'd see somebody else, I'm like, and that's the right journey for them. And that's the right journey. And I'm like, I hope they realize I wanted to stop people. I'm like, you're on the right journey for you.
Well, I used to have fun as I was going down the mountain telling the people that were on their way up that going the other direction was easier.
Oh, that's too funny.
Just seeing the reaction.
So telling them basically their journey is wrong. You did it wrong.
No, I never said wrong.
If you did it the other way, it would be easier. All right. Well, talk about journeys. We're going to be talking about journeys here with Scott Steele, who is a radio host and media personality and producer. And like I said, when I first came to LA, he's one of the first guys I used to listen to on radio. And now I'm going to listen to him on radio right next to me. I am so happy. Here is Scott Steele.
Hey, thank you very much.
Where's the canned applause? Oh, man, what a pleasure and an honor to be with you guys.
Of course, you weren't thank you. Likewise. And of course, you weren't listening to anything we said, but we were talking about journeys. You know anything about journeys?
Well, I know Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Good song. Good song. Can we play that?
Yeah. We can fire Journey up, of course. But yeah, you know, it's really funny how, you know, your co-host here, Mark and I have known each other for almost 20 years.
Oh, really?
We met when I was 5.
Yeah. I knew you knew each other. I just didn't know. 20 years. Okay.
Well, we go back to the days of in Tampa together when we were tearing it up pretty good.
Wait, is this a story you can actually tell on radio?
Because this one is.
Okay.
It's all the other ones.
The other one will the after hour, uncut, uncensored show.
That's right. That you'll have to listen to on the net. Well, we're already on the net.
Yeah.
So tell it now.
Well, Mark, I'll just say this. Mark and I have had some long nights together with women, by the way, that I just us.
I almost spit my water out.
Good night,
your water out. It's mine now.
But you know, it's funny how you're talking about journeys, but going back, Mark and I reconnected, ironically, at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago?
Right.
Yeah. 8 years ago. And through a friend of a friend who had come out here from Tampa and was highlighting some of his jewelry, we'll go ahead and give him a plug. David Alexander, good friend
Shout
of ours.
David Alexander.
Shout out David Alexander, Southdale Mabry.
Wait, are we supposed to clap every once in a while?
No, whatever. It just adds a little energy. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, what's your first radio show? I'm just kidding.
I just never clapped. All right.
No problem. But anyway, the journey for me started way back in the day, in Tampa. I was actually living in Brandon, Florida. You're talking to a kid who had a dream of being a game show host when I was 8 years old.
Really?
My grandparents had, were fans of The Price is Right. And Bob Barker, come on down! And doing all that noise. And I'd watched those for years, and I'd already always had a, what I like to call a magnetic personality. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not. Well, and have it.
Well, I've had, I'd like to change that though, or change the saying of that. I've always had what I've liked to, my God-given gift, was people. And it didn't matter. I was blessed with this gift of people 1 to 100, no matter, you know, I'm colorblind is what I like to say, whether they're 1 to 100, male or female, whatever race, creed, or ethnicity, that I was able to talk to them, that I was able to relate to them, to connect with them.
That's awesome.
And I've always looked at that. In fact, and I heard in, you're giving me, some of my accolades and some of the things that I've done with Jamie Foxx and Dennis Rodman was a good friend of mine. But with those guys, it wasn't like they were celebrities. They became my friend.
Mm.
And, ironically, it's been very interesting, that some of my best relationships are with African Americans, which is, I love that. Mm. But it's very, where does that come from? You know, some of the brothers say, yeah, he's got soul. He's got old soul. So, which is very nice for me. And I love that.
Well, because you're not supposed to notice they're African Americans. So I'm thinking, you know, how do you know?
Right. Right.
So, all right. You've been told, right?
Yeah. Somebody pointed it out to me. I put in my contacts.
No, but I love that, you know, that nobody's actually a stranger, right?
No.
Will Rogers used to say, I never met a man I didn't like.
You know? Exactly.
So I've liked that saying for a long time, so I like the fact that you like it too. So you started out wanting to be Bob Barker, I guess.
Well, it wasn't Bob Barker. I more liked the game show, just the host, because you were funny. You were able to give them prizes. You know, see their faces light up.
Oh, I love it.
And you know,
make people happy.
And when it really hit home for me, it was this crazy, we had these, are you familiar, you know what a jet ski is and Sea-Doo?
Yeah.
Well, there was this, there was a thing called a wet bike, I think you remember. It was like a motorcycle on water.
Yeah.
And it was this amazing, but my dad gave my brother and I one, for Christmas one year. The guy who worked on our wet bikes, they were doing the Hollywood Squares down in Hollywood, Florida. And they had asked, the company was called Ultranautics, they're not around anymore, but it had asked for these wet bikes that John Davidson could ride in on, and they were going to ask a question about the wet bike. And I'll never forget this for as long as I live. It was the show came on, and my friend Brad, who was our mechanic, got to ride in with John Davidson, so we're watching it. And Shadow Stevens was the announcer for the holiday.
Shadow Stevens.
And so Shadow,
talk about a voice.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I know. And that's what it was,
now that's
too.
Who we wanted to be, right?
Right, and that, and here's Shadow. And from the bottom center, oh, he'd do all the, oh, it's Joan Rivers, it's Jim J. Bullock. And,
like only Shadow could do.
Right, and then from the bottom center square, I'm Shadow Stevens. And now here's your wet biker host, John Davidson. And I just went, oh my God, that is what I have to do.
It was just
a moment I've never forgotten. That's where I have, kind of that, and from that, for that day changed my life, because that parlayed me into, I started running the soundboard at church, because I figured out in my head, this would talk about the, you're going back to the journey.
Yeah.
Is that journey was laid out almost instantaneously for me.
There's a connection.
Connection.
Yeah.
Run the soundboard in church. Mm. Or you got, if you're going to be on the radio, need to learn how to run a soundboard. Mm. Soundboard to radio. I started out at 11. I was the mascot, the monkey of the radio station. It dressing up in parades, Q105.
Yeah.
You know, Mason Dixon, Q Zoo, Cleveland Wheeler. And by the way, Terrence McKeever, if you ever listen to that show, Terrence McKeever, God rest his soul, rest in peace. He just passed away over the weekend. Mm.
Oh,
and
wow.
he was just one of the greatest, funniest men. If you remember the Zoo format, they had one out here, obviously with Rick Dees and with Scott Shannon and Z100 in New York. But it was a pattern for a lot of radio shows, and he was one of the creators of it, but just a great guy.
Wow.
Wonderful. He's passed on to the crossed over the veil and helping us from the other side now.
Well, you started out at 11 years old as a monkey on a radio show, and then when you came to L.A., Rick Dees kind of made a monkey out of you by just sticking... I'm not going to get into that, because we have to take a break. I want to do that when we come back.
Fair enough. Sure.
We're going to talk about Scott's sticky situation.
Sticky stunts.
Right after we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo with Scott Steele.
Good break.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James.
What is this, your first radio show?
NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now we have our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, it is Life Changes Network, and today we're talking to Scott Steele, who, just before the break here, we talked about some sticky situations as we're sitting here with his friend and mine, Mark Lejeune.
Oh, yeah.
And they're telling stories out of school, or Scott is. So, so I think it's okay to tell some on Scott, right?
I think we should tell a couple on Scott.
Okay. All right. So, Mark, you want to tell the one about the stickers or the...
Wait. I know you guys...
The shaving. Come on. You tell it, because I don't know him well enough.
I don't know it well enough either. I think Scott's going to have to relay that
I don't know him well enough for him to say, oh, it's just my...
Dude.
Okay, so on radio, Scott got shaved. Waxed.
Waxed.
He got waxed.
Oh, yeah. That made YouTube's top rated, and I have no idea. Well, it was a bit that we did. You know, you're a young kid. You're starting out. You basically do anything to get on the radio, and you, what we call pay your dues. And it was called The Manzillion. And Rick actually went and was like, how can I cause this kid the most amount of pain, because I was such a pain in the neck to wear him.
The stickers wasn't enough. Oh, when they stuck stickers all over your body.
Well, the stickers was really hurt, because the sticker stunt was designed, you take one of the
to hurt
absolutely the radio station was called Movin' 93.9, and they would take one of the stickers and they put a red dot on it, and then they'd put stickers all over my body, and then from a location they would have fans come out, and they Rick would say 1, 2, 3 go, and they would go and grab the stickers. And so imagine 50 people, you know, in a circle running towards you to grab a sticker attached to your hair, and women with nails. I mean, I looked like a cat scratching post.
Was the, okay.
And if that wasn't enough, we went on to the Manzillion, which, if you know what a Brazilian wax is, from head to toe, they take off all the hair in your, off in your body. And no,
the Brazilian is for women, though.
The Brazilian, yes, that's what they call it, a manzillion.
Okay.
And I was lucky enough for KTLA to come in and film that and broadcast that, and you know,
it's now had a zillion views on YouTube.
And why people would want to see me, you know, get a manzillion is beyond me. But it's funny. I mean, you see the torture and the tears running down my eyes.
Wow. Oh, and laughter, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. And at the time, you had no idea people were going to be watching this on YouTube for the rest of your life and your your kids' lives and all that stuff.
No.
But there it is. No. Well, look, life changes with Filippo, but that my body's not going to change. My body's not going to do that.
Oh, you just wait. If I produce this show, we're going to put you in some sticky situations.
Sticky situations I've been in, but not literally.
Oh, maybe we'll shave your head like Mark's.
Oh,
now that could be fun.
Showing that.
That scares me right
now.
That
might be the right journey.
You know what? Maybe you know what? We'll find a nice little bet to come up with. You know, whoever loses shaves their head.
He's already got a shaved head. You're close. All right, now. So you wanted to be on radio. What was one of the main reasons why? I mean, obviously, you know, it's not just about making funny yourself, but you're good at that, meaning like you're comfortable with who you are and you want people to be comfortable with who they are in a sense.
Absolutely. And I think and you know this, you've been hosting the show, and I want to applaud you. Some of the guests.
All right.
Filippo, ladies and gentlemen. But as a host, I mean, first off, really, the quality of guests that you've had on the show, I'm genuinely honored to be on your show, because I mean, the way that this show is going, and it's, I really think it's a divine purpose of us meeting.
I believe that too.
And I'd like to talk,
all of us for that
absolutely
matter.
And I'd like to talk a little bit more about the journey. We'll get to that in a second. I'm sorry, what did you ask me? Oh, being comfortable. But I think the more comfortable, as a host, that you make the guest more comfortable, that allows them to be their self.
Yeah.
To really fall into the story that you have. And I think that's it, very, very important to remember. And that's whether I'm doing a on-camera bit for MTV, VH1, Entertainment, the more relaxed you are, I mean, talking to George Clooney, the more real, you know, cracking a joke to George, you know, man, can I cut me a break? He's like, what are you talking about? Can you not date all the hottest women? Can you leave us one? You know, and he just laughs.
You weren't making the joke. I mean, that's a lot of people feel that way.
Right, exactly. George, stop, man!
You know, there's a belief in psychology and science and NLP that you only have as much success or potential for success as the practitioner, right? I think it's the same way in hosting. You're only going to have as much confidence and much ease and much reality as the host is putting out.
Wow. Well, there it is.
And the more comfortable you are to allowing the work for you is the better it's going to be on you. Right. Yeah. And the more stuff you're going to process and process out.
Well, I was comfortable until you guys talked about shaving my head, and all of a sudden, like, I'm like totally losing
control. Relax. It won't be the day. Okay.
It won't be the day. Not today. Today's not the day.
Some other day.
It's not now. So you wanted to be a radio host.
I did, and radio was just was always kind of looked at as a stepping stone, but it's really, and I would advise anybody out there who has thought about doing radio, it's a great media to really learn because you, when you're on radio, or when you're on radio versus television,
right.
you can't, like, we're in the studio, you can see my face lights up, I can, you know, it's, I, when you're not, when you're on the other side, you have to learn to enunciate a little bit better, to make it more visually exciting for the listener in their head. Because, I mean, if you think about how radio has started back in the day, it was the Foley artist.
Yeah.
And they were making sound effects. And,
right.
So that's kind of gotten away and people have forgotten a lot of those old radio secrets and the way that they were. So
let's bring them back.
Yeah.
Opening door sounds and
yeah.
Only
applause.
Yeah. I can't get an applause. I can't get a clap track.
And like only the shadow knows. Hey, the shadow again.
Hey, there you go. It's a sign.
It's a sign.
He's here with us somewhere.
So he's alive and well. Energetically, you mean, not
absolutely.
In spirit, right?
Yeah.
Shadow is
for sure.
Very alive and well. And actually we're friends of his.
Are you really?
You know that.
Mark had told me that he had been on your show one time. Oh, this
two
is
two times, actually. He's one of the very few guests. Only two guests have been on our show twice, and he's one of them.
Well, really funny about that is Shadow came here to this studio and was talking with them, and as I was telling them the story, basically like I was telling you about the game show and how he was the one that like inspired me, they go, really? He's a friend of ours. And right at that moment, Shadow called AJ's cell phone. I mean, like, it was crazy. Like,
and you didn't like, give me the phone.
No, I know. You know, I already always said that I would be, I don't get starstruck, you know, but that's one guy that I think that, I mean, that you don't understand how many times I've fallen back on that and saying, wow, what a moment this, you know, that has created in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, had we known that, why didn't somebody tell us?
Could have made him another moment.
We could have been making moments. What was that voice again? What did he do?
What? From the bottom center square, I'm Shadow Stevens. And now here's your wet biker host, John Davidson.
And from the joint studios, I am Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll be right back with more of Scott Steele and more of his voice. I didn't know you did voices.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Ruh-roh, squeak.
So much we're learning. What?
I'm just kidding. That's so, Casey Kasem.
We're learning so much about Scott here on the show and having so much fun. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this. Someone's got energy.
Listen to these words.
He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I would have loved to introduce you to Shadow Stevens, and if you don't know him by now, Scott, that's Shadow Stevens!
Hey.
Oh my God!
You know, you have a magnetic personality.
Oh, jeez.
Magnetic, spiritually charged voice.
Oh my gosh.
He's in shock.
Hey, it's fun to be here again.
Hi, oh Shadow. My
Welcome back to your show, Shadow.
Good to see you.
Oh man, I gotta give you a hug.
Oh, he shocked me too.
Oh, it's so great to hear these stories about yourself.
Did he do your voice right? Did
you damn rock? Close. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, just kind of relaxing. Got somebody
oh
I can hire.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Shadow Stevens.
It's Shadow. From the side chair, it's Shadow Stevens.
John Davidson.
Do you remember that episode I'm talking about?
Which one was?
It was in Hollywood, Florida, and it was the wet bike. When John rides in on a wet bike, it's like a motorcycle on water.
Oh, sure, yeah, sure.
And then you said, and then I remember, you, and that was the thing, in your wet biker hose, John. I still have the VHS tape of that, and I've probably worn it out. I mean, it's still got the squiggly lines because I've worn it out. But I want to thank you, man, from the bottom of my heart. And you know what? This tied into what we were, I'm going to cry.
I dragged you into this life of hell. Is that what you're trying to say?
And he's going to cry now.
Oh, man.
Well, if it weren't for you, I would have a life.
Not at all. You know, a moment ago he was saying, you know, he's talking to George Clooney and all these people. And,
yeah.
But if Shadow, that's a person, he's not starstruck, but if Shadow Stevens walked in here, he'd be starstruck. And now he's here.
Man.
And he scared me because I was ready to say something. I was setting it up and evidently we didn't get our cues right, and he scared me from behind. I'm like, that's Shadow. I heard his voice.
That's great, dude. That was dude, it's an Oprah moment.
This is your life.
Oh wow, man.
And then Mark with the magic eight ball head, kind of like shake the head and it says looks good in his eyes.
Okay, that's for right. Our listeners no. Who don't know, Mark has shaved his head. We haven't updated our pictures yet because I don't know.
Worried about the flash.
Well, you know, people kept getting me confused with Filippo's long hair. So.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He's so, got a handsome head, yeah, I must admit.
You too. Yeah. Actually, we get our hair cut at the same salon in Beverly Hills.
Not you and I.
No, Shadow and I.
No. Yeah.
Shadow and I. Man. So if Shadow were in the room, what would you say to him?
No, I would just say, man, I honestly, it's, you never know who you're going to inspire. And
you know what's funny is that true. That whole thing that happened down in Florida has some of my favorite, memories of Hollywood Squares. There was one in which he held up this little animal. John Davidson held up the little animal and he said, what kind of animal is this? And I said, you know, I happen to know this because it's a native of the Caribbean and it actually is on the Bahamian currency and lives on seawater. It's called a slamagoy. And the girl goes, I agree. No, wait. It's a raccoon, which it was. It was a baby raccoon.
I was going to say, I know Shadow, and still that almost convinced me.
Well, that was the thing, and I would do these elaborate stories
about something that made it sound real.
Slimeagoid.
But then everybody started guessing that I was always, making up stories. And so then I would, if I knew the answer, I would make up an elaborate story about the real answer. So you have to really pay attention. People to this day probably hate me.
Well, you cost them the money.
The money, yeah, exactly. I could have run a car.
Boy, that Shadow should have been on to tell the truth.
You know, actually, I have to say, Mark said Scott's a real fan of Shadow's, and since we know Shadow.
Well, I'm not a fan. He just inspired me.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
It's even more important. Yeah. Mark was sharing that with me, and so I shared it with Dorothy. Well, Dorothy just gets on the phone with him and is like, emails him or something, I don't know. And, the next thing I get back is that Shadow actually went and read about you and said, yes, he sounds like a really interesting young man. I would like to meet him.
Oh, man. And thank you.
Those are almost the exact words.
No, that's really? Is that what you said?
Oh, no, okay. Except for the young man part.
Young man, do you have that? Let's play that.
Here's a guy I want to meet. Clearly, okay. He has great taste and a very high IQ.
Well, you know, it really is an honor to meet you, and I thank you what's really funny is how all of our lives. I don't know if you heard the story. If you were listening outside,
he was here from 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he heard everything.
I heard part. We were talking. Dorothy and AJ and I were talking, so it kind of went in and out. I heard pieces of it.
But when the first meeting I had here at the Joint Studios, I was meeting with AJ and Jen, and I was, and they were like, "Oh, how did you get?" You know, and Barry Funk, who is just an amazing producer, was producing another radio show of mine, and we were about to launch somewhere else, and then he found this home here at the Joint, and now great things are happening. But in our initial meeting, you called AJ as I was telling them the story of the wet biker story in Hollywood, you know, from Hollywood, Florida. You called at the exact, and I said, he looked at his phone and goes, "Oh, Shadow just called me." I'm like, "What?" You know, and I just.
The chill of confirmation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And next time now Shadow calls AJ, you could answer the phone and say, "This is Scott Steele." And Shadow might say, "Who?"
Or maybe Scott could call him and just do me.
Do you know, I was, when, you know, you're put on your radio name, but I was going to do Scott Stevens in honor of you.
Really?
When I had the program director, Mason Dixon, in Tampa. The night I was going on the air, I was 16 years old, my first break in radio and my first air shift. And he's like, what name are you going to use? And the only name was going to be Shadow Stevens. I mean, Scott Stevens. Scott Stevens.
That's funny.
The only name is Shadow Stevens.
He's going to steal your name too, by the way, your voice.
But there were about a couple of dozen people who did that while I was out of radio in the early 80s when I was doing television. Then I went back to do American Top 40, and they said, there's all these Shadows all over the country.
Really?
And I knew of the one who was most successful because Dick Clark called me one day, and he said, I was in New York, and I heard you on the radio, but it didn't sound anything like you. Mm. And I think there's somebody that's taken your name. You better check into this, which I did. And so my lawyer sent a cease and desist. And what they did is they changed he added a middle initial. So it was Shadow L. Stevens or W. Stevens or something.
And a lot of them spelled their name differently.
And he spelled it with a W.
Oh, right.
Like you can hear that on the radio.
Right.
So he got away with it. And then that same guy was moved out to L.A. to do pirate radio and changed his name to Shadow Steele. Which I thought was appropriate.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. Whoa, what a connection. Yeah. Scott Steele.
Cease and desist on his ass.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, I think he, I don't know what he's doing now.
You know, besides inspiring Scott, you obviously inspired a lot of people, but we all grew up with your voice. And so now, and your way of talking, your way of presenting. So a lot of commercials or something you'll hear, a cadence or something, you'll say, that's shadow. That's, mm-hmm. they got that from shadow.
Those are the ones who are getting the work I'm supposed to get.
Oh, no. Yeah, we need their agent.
A shadow-like guy, only younger and hipper.
We know you're doing really well, and we're proud of you. I mean, absolutely. this is talk about inspiring, because here you are, what, 46? Now and
46, yeah,
and yeah. Then, and
still, I do yoga. Still I look going, a lot younger.
Still
I know.
Going strong. Yeah.
Did you have? Do you have a story? Like, was there somebody who inspired you?
There was, and it was a
Scott Steele.
He's a no. He was a guy named Chuck Dan, and Chuck was on because I grew up in North Dakota, and Chuck was on a station in Oklahoma City called KOMA, Coma and Oklahoma. And that's what we listened to at night. It was the 50,000 watt station.
And so, that was clever to them?
And he was a big, yeah, no. Yeah, KOMA. No, seriously, KOMA was the station. And okay. You could hear it all over the country. And Chuck Dan was this guy who had a jingle. He's a big bunch of fun, and he weighs about a ton. He's a real swinging man, and his name is Chuck Dan. What a man. And wow. He had this big-ass voice, and he was really clever. And then he moved up to CKLW in Winnipeg. So when I was going to the University of North Dakota, we went, we got to go meet Chuck Dan. I mean, he's the guy. And we went up there, and this short, kind of heavy-set guy walked out with this big smile and this big voice and welcomed us into this big studio, and we were so impressed. And he took us to a concert in Winnipeg that night. And gave us comps, and mm-hmm. we were, you know, backstage and everything to see the Zombies. Wow. The Zombies.
The Zombies.
I mean, they were so cool at that time. And
is that a
for
band?
Me,
yeah,
was,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we remember Time of the Season.
Yeah. Or, oh, yeah.
She's Not There.
Time of the Season for yeah. Living, that one. Yeah.
And it was a really big deal to me. Now, he turned out to be, his name was Chuck Riley, and he left radio. And became one of the biggest names in voiceovers in Los Angeles. And did all of the stuff, the Channel 7 News and every other commercial. And he died about maybe 5 years ago.
Wow.
But he was a huge influence. And I tried to patter myself after him and make my voice do that dramatic reading. And I could never quite get it.
No, it sounds to me like you did.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not hurting, buddy.
In this great land of ours.
No. In order to get as many shadows as you've had, you must have done pretty well.
We had to try this and try that. You know, fail at this, fail at that, try this, try that.
Never give up, though.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Charlie Chaplin finding the hat and the cane and all that? I mean, did you come to a certain voice, like, this is the one? Like, this is the cadence, this is the voice, and...
No, it was always, experimental.
He got paid for one, then said, I'll stick with that one.
Well, yeah. This one paid well.
I could play you my early, I have a tape from KILO in Grand Forks, North Dakota, that is laugh-out-loud funny. I was really bad. And
that kind of funny.
And it was, laugh out loud. I'm telling you, if I played it for you right now, you would laugh.
You had a squeaky voice like this?
No, but I was way up in my voice, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
Good evening, everybody. It was really
with
bad.
An accent even.
And then I got to Tucson, and I went to school for 2 years at the University of Arizona, and then I went to Boston. And by the time I was in Boston, which was about 3 years later.
What station in Boston?
WRKO.
Okay.
And by that time, I had it together, and that's when it sounded good. Then it got worse after that.
Oh, and then it got better again.
Yeah. Well, it went through arcs, depending on my state of inebriation.
Scott, were you a fan of the Fred Rated? Did you?
Okay.
I was in San Diego at the time.
Okay.
Where they played all. Oh, so you are in for a treat. Actually, you can see this now on YouTube, right? If you.
Well, the best thing to see on YouTube, if you really want to see the whole story, is a movie that we made called Laugh Now, Think Later.
Right.
And it's 90 minutes long, and it covers a bit about my life, and all about Federated. We did 1,100 commercials. It was like a Monty Python troupe. And it was six guys who did everything. I owned all my own equipment and post-production and video and everything. And every week we would turn out six or eight commercials.
Wow.
And no commercial ever ran longer than 10 days.
They were zany. They were
some
crazy.
Of them were really funny.
Right.
And so this movie shows you all the best of all of them that we ever did.
Oh, that's great.
And also the transition,
you
because
have to watch it.
Halfway through it, I peaked on drug being a drug addict and go into rehab, and then they get better. And you see that in the movie. You'd say, you know, 3 weeks later, he went into rehab. Things got better. And then you see the transition and all the things that happened after getting sober. And then everything else that happened, Hollywood Squares and the movie Tracks and Loose Cannon and Dave's World and American Top 40 and all that other stuff.
Yeah. We're talking to the middle square.
Yeah. No, bottom center.
Bottom center.
Come
very
on, dude.
Foundation.
Wait,
the foundation.
The whole thing.
I had to look up to
dude,
see
don't
Joan Rivers.
Don't mess with my man. I kick your ass.
Man, for God's sake, get your stories right. What is the matter with you?
Dude.
I was just overwhelmed.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, that's my boy over there.
Well, I'm Filippo Voltaggio interviewing Scott Steele while he's interviewing Shadow Stevens.
Yeah.
And we've got Mark LeJour here kind of laughing at all of this going on, and so glad we're doing it here on Life Changes with Filippo at The Joint on the BBS Radio Network. We'll be right back with all of us.
Woo!
Right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
I can't stop laughing. I'm having a good time, and I'm happy. Normally, this is our producer's wrap time, Mark, but are you okay with us?
I think we're going to talk right through it. But I, you know, this dialogue is too great, and it's so awesome to have, you know, such good friends here to have this discussion and to see Scott and Shadow connect. And I've heard that story from Scott on, you know, a dozen times.
Well, you knew I wanted to be a game show host back in Tampa.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we first met, you told me this story.
Yeah.
So now to be here and to be part of...
And now you're the host of You Bet Your Brain. Listen carefully. You've got 10 seconds to repeat this phrase.
Thank you, Shadow Stevens. And Mark, your phrase.
Actually, I should mention that if you want to learn more about Scott Steele, you can go to Scott Steele Live. Now, Steele sounds just like it sounds.
Steele like the metal.
S-T-E-L. Is that how you say it?
Okay. Yeah, Steele like the metal.
ScottSteeleLive.com. Steele like this metal.
Or two T's and two E's through the whole thing.
And you can go to shadow.com. Shadow not like the shadow, but shadow as in the shadow. The shadow.
That was pretty good.
You didn't know I had it in me.
Yeah, that's from two professional pronunciators.
He's getting better. Okay, shadoe.com. That's just shadow.com. shadoe.com. So I'm sorry, where were we before we interrupted?
No, I was saying that I think we should jump back to where Scott, you started to go before you were so beautifully interrupted.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By Shadow entering the studio.
Well, you know, it's funny how being in the space of, you kind of get caught up, and I appreciate Shadow sharing in the last break about you kind of get when you're in Hollywood, there's so many opportunities to go out and party your ass off and to hang with the cool crowd. And I was very blessed to be, you know, part of the Jamie Foxx show, which was a huge thing on, yeah, on SiriusXM, the Foxhole. And when you get to believe your own BS is when God, spirit, whatever you call it, reminds you that you have nothing to do with it. Maybe you got some talent, but, you know, in very easily you get humbled again. And I've had that experience happen. And, you know, I've never really had to worry about money most of my life. But when – and back when we all thought we had money, you know, I had the limo and had the – you know, rolling into the clubs with – five girls deep and bottle service and late night partying. And it's funny, when that gets taken away, you find out who your real friends are. You know? Did you have those experience?
Yeah. Which friends?
Yeah. When you don't have the money and you don't have the parties not going on around you, you find out who really wants you. And, for you, you know, the girls, do they want me? Do they want to meet Jamie Foxx? Do they want to be on television?
We know the answer to that, right?
Of course.
I mean, that's not an insult. I mean,
I don't take it as, you're not offending me.
Shadow's just smiling like, okay, let's even get
some
out of this.
Just keep talking. It's a lot of fun to watch.
No. Backpedal. Backstroke, yeah, man. Get it all.
Well, yeah, the face tightens.
Because maybe I'm just sour grapes here, because I've never been in a, you know, limo with bottle service and five girls deep. So
oh,
I'm
big
like,
hot shot. Oh. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. I've never had the big hot shot kind of life with the limos and the chicks.
But fast forward to, you know, I had a show called Scotty and the Hotties.
Yeah.
There was me, Miss Universe, Miss Hawaiian Tropic, and a porn
I've
star.
I watched it.
And it was a funny, funny show. But what good is that? It's really transforming the planet. And how this has all kind of come together, we were about to launch Scotty and the Hotties about a month ago on Playboy Radio. And my producer came to me and said, you know what, they're just kind of defunct over here. I just get in a bad vibe, don't think we should do it. The following week, Playboy fired all their talent, shut down their radio division, and it opened up this facility with two great people. And we started telling, that's when the story of you, Shadow, came up. And then we started talking about the transformational space. And I'm a big go to Agape here, which is a big spiritual center. If you ever saw The Secret with Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Of course.
And that, being a part of that, he has kind of taken me in. And I've been kind of dubbed the Ryan Seacrest of the transformational space, which is okay with me. This weekend we hosted an event surrounding their event Revelation, but it was just awesome to now it's my kind of my purpose has shown itself, and it really is to I started looking around and everybody we know is broke. This recession, you know, everybody is tight, and in my community there are lots of people with lots of things to say that could really better the planet. And how could I help my fellow friends, family, community, planet? And that's when Mark and I started talking, and the people here, the joint, started talking about creating a studio that would be a home base for a transformational television network, transformational radio network, and a place that we could bring people in. And using the old record label model of have people come in, produce them, teach them how to be to do a radio show.
Yeah, because some people with good heart don't know how to do that, and they get lost in the whole Hollywood thing. But you're
especially when you spend all that time going through the shift, right? You weren't focusing necessarily on making the money. You were going through a total transformation of self.
That's true.
And coming out of that, you have this message and this integrity and this new perspective, and kind of need the tools and the support in bringing that to the world.
That's true. And actually, Shadow, I know you know a lot about this space. And I don't know if you know about this, but Shadow's written a book called The Big Galoot.
Oh, really?
And it's all about this. I mean, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, well, cool. We got the guy here. I don't know why I'm talking about him. Like, he's not here. Shadow.
Tell us about your book, Shadow. Yeah.
Well, you can get it on iPad.
Amazon.com.
You can get it on Amazon.
And Shadow.
The best version, actually, is the iPad version.
Yeah,
and
cool.
That one I narrate. It's a Dr. Seuss type book. It's a children's book, but it's talking about bullying and never giving up.
Yeah.
And so it really speaks to the child of 4 to 104. because it's written to be read out loud, and all of the words kind of flow. It has that mellifluous kind of onomatopoeia that feels good in the mouth. Like my my favorite verse in the book is, and it's about a kid with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone's ever seen. And when he walks into the school, the kids laugh at him. And then the laughter turns to making fun of him. And then the making fun of him turns to darker things, tripping and, you know, making him eat a bug. And through it all, he says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." And he never does. So when they go on a field trip into the mountains and a storm breaks out and the kids are running for their lives, guess who steps up again and again to just try to make a difference, to try and save the day? And my favorite verse is, "But that big galoot poked pigeon-toed feet deep into the mud and would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased, saying, 'I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up.'" And he never gives up.
Wow.
Man.
And by the end, he doesn't actually save the day, but because he never gives up, the day is saved, and the kids all live, and they have to bring him back to life. And when he's brought back to life,
oh, don't give that away! Don't give it away.
Yeah, what's your secret?
Oh no!
So in the iPad version, it's all got sound design.
Yeah,
and so when the thunder crashes and the wolves howl, it comes off the page.
We were just talking about the old radio days and how that's how shows were on the radio.
Yeah.
With the Foley artist and the guy.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
It still works.
Yes.
Still works.
Well, I have a dream that that we're all going to do this again.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Real soon.
And I will tell you what, from that story, man, if you're listening to this and you had a dream out there that fell away, don't give up out there. Anything can happen. And God, universe, spirit works fast when you get in alignment with you. When you get in alignment, it's amazing how fast. Mark and I went on a meeting the other day that just clicked and could fund our whole project with the way things are happening.
Well, then
really
there
awesome.
It is. Then done. And to think that here I was listening to you on the radio as Scott and to Shadow on the radio. Mark knew you.
Yes.
And then I met Mark I met Shadow through Mark. And Dorothy, and here we all are, and
synergistic, baby.
And it's a beautiful thing.
I've got goosebumps.
And here we are. So with that, I am Filippo, and I'm honored to be in the company of all these beautiful people.
And it's an honor to be in the company of you.
And it's an honor to be
Shadow.
Man, absolutely. What a great day. Thank you, man.
All right. You all, we have Filippo reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.